16th episode of OMG Craft. I am so excited about this episode. Why? Because we've been able to drive for a while. Also, I got a message on Twitter that said that I should just use American Sign Language to sign every show. So we're on 17, if I remember my sign language classes correctly. My name is Chad Johnson, OMG Chad. I am your maestro for this episode, for this season, for this show. We are going to get into all things Minecraft. If you expected sponges and paint and that razy glue, that glue that you put down and then it raises and it's like colored, that's a different crafting show. This is all about Minecraft, the game, not the crafting that your grandmother does. Sorry about that. But this week we are going to get into fireworks, the most explosive episode we've ever had. We're going to, of course, cover news, and then I have my top three things at the end of the show. So, without further ado, let's get straight into the news. So, this week there was another snapshot. In fact, there was actually a snapshot last week. Of course, it came out the day after we recorded OMG Craft. So I showed off that there were fireworks and there were these books, and we weren't 100% sure what they did. We had just seen tweets and we were all excited. But the week 49 snapshot came out, and of course it had fireworks and enchanting books and such inside of it. Well, this week we've gotten another snapshot, week 50. The things that are in this snapshot include there are new types of ways to do some item drops, and let me show off a really cool video about that. And we're actually going to be living inside of the snapshot for this episode, so expect to see a lot more of the snapshot. So this is an example of, whoa, what's going on here? Of the new way that that items are dropped, instead of just being, wow, what is going on? Let's just skip ahead. There we go. Instead of having the one-dimensional, wow, something, okay, we're giving up on that. I'll just explain it and then show it to you in-game. How about that? So instead of the original way that items were dropped in-game, where they have just it's a picture of the item, and that picture isn't really represented in a three-dimensional way. It's sort of like a 2D image that just follows whichever way your camera is pointing. Now, when you drop an item, when you're in fancy graphics mode, so let me jump over here. Let's make sure that my video settings are set to fancy. That's what I want. Now, if you go and you grab some blocks that tend to not show up in a three-dimensional pattern, so like some of these furnaces and things like that, they've always been three-dimensional, but these swords and what else, signs, item frames, signs, those sorts of things normally just look like the image, but now when you throw it on the ground, they have this really cool three-dimensional sort of look to them, which is a lot more similar to what the other items in game look like. So if I, my Mac computer's been doing this thing where every once in a while it's just the whole keyboard will just lock up. So when you throw that down, it's also three dimensional. Same thing. Aw, chicken, were you playing in your cart? Aw. It's super duper cute. Okay, the other cool thing is, let me jump back over here and grab a whole bunch of these and show off that items, actually, when you throw them down, if you hold down control and throw them, you'll throw everything that's in your hand. So if I'm on Mac and PC, control works either way, and you can throw the whole stack. And so this full stack of signs. You guys are really loud over there. Get out of here, cow. Jeez, cow. Always mess. Chicken. Jeez. God. Always messing my show. So if you hold down control and then throw things on the ground, the whole stack will fall on the ground. And so you can also see that also these these will stack up together to kind of show off that, hey, there's more than just one here in this stack of items. So really, really neat sort of just, you know, new things, so you can tell that when you have something on the ground, it's three-dimensional, right? This is Minecraft in 3D. Aren't you excited? I'm excited. Also, whenever you switch to an item, it should show it really quickly in your inventory. If you look right above my what is this called? Your level. What level indicator. You can see that whatever item I grab will quickly show up above your level and then go away just like that, which is kind of a nice feature, especially for users who maybe have been calling item frame signs or whatever. It's just kind of a nice new little polish to the game, which wasn't there before, and I like it. Also, you can now get enchanted books in villager trading, and there's a few other bug fixes with this new release. Let me check my notes and see if there was any more things. No. Nope, just a list of all the bugs. So that is what is new with the snapshot. I'm glad that we are back on a snapshot sort of round. Some things that Mojang announced that you may not have heard of is that in order to get fireworks out before the end of the new year, because, of course, they want you to celebrate with fireworks on your server when the new year happens, they are going to actually move some of the elements around that they were hoping to push out in the 1.5 update. So fireworks will actually be in a 1.4.6 update, which should come out before the end of the new year, before the end of the old year, before the end of 2012. And then all that redstone stuff that we've heard about making redstone more analog and new capacitor blocks and updating how redstone interacts and how it updates and how it handles stuff, that will all be pushed to 1.5. So hopefully we will get fireworks in this year. I keep wanting to say the new year, but it's the old year. We'll get it in this. It's like it's almost a year old now. And once it's a year old, then it'll be the new year. It gets confusing, and I get confused. So it looks like something else is going on in my dock down here. If I kind of scroll down to end of news, we get, well, one, we're all excited about fireworks, and it looks like Sir Cheeto is freaking out about this. Jeb, as of today, I will take lead role for Minecraft Pocket Edition as well as the PC version. I have some catching up to do, it says. Holy crap, is this exciting. This was just sent today. I'm not sure if that is local time, that 5:51 a.m., or if this was just like right now. If I go to, whoa. Wow, that is very, very, very exciting. No, that was a few hours ago. So it looks like Mojang is actually going to take over the Pocket Edition as well as the PC edition of the game. That's incredibly exciting because I have been asked many, many times about what version of Minecraft people should buy for their children, and they always tell me, oh, yeah, well, you know, we have an iPad, so we're thinking about getting Minecraft for the iPad. It's like, wow, that is not... That's not exciting because the Pocket Edition is like super far. You do get blue flowers in the Pocket Edition. Isn't that exciting? Maybe we'll get blue flowers in the Minecraft game. Yeah. We can only dream and hope. Well, that is the end of news. Now we're going to get into the big tutorial for this episode, and that is fireworks. Fireworks were mentioned during Minecon a few weeks back, and the idea is that we will have fireworks for this upcoming transition to the year 2013. And we saw it two snapshots ago, and we've had enough time to really understand what makes them all work. And so I want to let you guys understand how everything is going to happen with fireworks in the game. So we've created a little bit of a world for us to play around in and show off fireworks. I can jump right on over here and show it off. This is the world, and we've decided to take a little bit of a theme with this world, and you can sort of see this lights, camera, action. Well, this is going to be a little bit of a movie set, right? Because you have big explosions and things like that on a movie set, so we're excited about that. But of course, if you didn't know, I'm a little bit of a diva. And I can't stand it. Can't stand it when people are all up in my business. So the first thing that we had to make before we did any of the other sets was we had to make my trailer. So actually, before we get into fireworks, I kind of want to show off my badass trailer. So you kind of come into the trailer and you have this little lounge area. You can sit down here and chill. And that's real nice. That's real nice. And then you come back here. This is kind of like a little lounge area. You know, you got your books, and it might actually be a bathroom because of the shower right here. I'm not 100% sure if this is a lounge or bathroom. It might be a bathroom with a fern, or it could be a lounge with a shower in it. So whatever suits your fancy, either way. If you want a lounge with a shower, let's do that. And then in the front, of course, this is where, you know, you store all your stuff. I'm pretty rich, so I got lots of ender chests. You know, not just one can hold all my stuff. So I have to have three here. Luckily, you know, they stack because, yeah, and you got some more storage. But, of course, this is where... You go to sleep, and it's above everyone, just like me. So it's a nice trailer here. And I guess now that I've sufficiently. Oh, you know what? As a real rock star, you got it. That's right. I just destroyed that. That's right. I'm throwing a fit. I'm so mad. That's right. I'm a rock star. And look at this map. It's cool. Okay, so now let's get into some of the stuff that is new with fireworks. The first step is let's go ahead and show off what some of these fireworks look like. So this is the basic fireworks. We're going to kind of sort of move down the line from basic to some of the other things that you can do with your fireworks to sort of a big old display. So let's just go ahead and start with basic. And of course, movie sets, lights, we set the time correctly. Camera, OMG Chad, please face the, I guess I'm the camera, of course. And then action. And let's go ahead and do it. And off they go. So this is sort of the basic firework. You can see that there are different colors. There are different heights. You can have, basically, that's about it that we're going to cover so far. We'll get to the more interesting stuff a little bit later. So how do you make a basic firework? We're going to come over to my handy-dandy crafting table, and like magic, I'm going to blurp up all of the items that I'm going to use. You can even see, you know, deploying kit of awesome to OMG Chad. Fun time kit deployed. Perfect. Thanks. So here are some of the items that you are going to use when crafting your fireworks. The main things to note is gunpowder and paper and all of these different dyes. So the very basic structure. Let's just go through making them, and then I'll show off a little bit more of what you can do with them. You're going to take a gunpowder down, and you're going to make what is called a firework star. And the crafting recipe for this is a piece of gunpowder and a piece of dye. So any type of dye that you want. Let's go ahead and choose. I'm going to take a lime green. No, actually red. Just match my hair, of course. Duh. Why not? And this will give you this firework star. This is the start of a very basic firework. And you can pull this out, and this is used to sort of You'll see. It will stack. It can do a lot. This is a very robust and open-ended system. Once you have a fireworks star, you drop it back into your inventory because obviously this isn't a firework. And if I come over here and throw it on the ground, it's not going to do anything. So you take this fireworks star, you put it into the crafting geometry again, and then you add a piece of paper and another piece of gunpowder, and this will create a basic firework. This is a firework rocket, and it also lets you know of the description in the sidebar, in this little pop-out thing, which is kind of nice. If I craft it, then I have it. And if I just throw this down, you're going to see that it does what we wanted. It shoots off, you get a red firework. Really, really cool. This is a very, very expandable system. What I mean by that is when you throw down some gunpowder, and originally we put down the red, but we can add extra colors. So let's put in yellow. Now, it's good to note that this does not create an orange firework. What this creates is a firework with red and also yellow. And you can see that in the description. This doesn't create an orange firework. If you want to create an orange firework, you take out your dyes and then put in the orange to create an orange firework. So let's go all, you know, festive and warm colored. And let's make this orange, red, and yellow. The other thing that with this fireworks star, this is where you're going to put in some of these shapes that you've seen. But we're actually going to get to that in just a little bit. I shouldn't even mention that. Forget that I said that. So you can grab a fireworks star, and let's say we have this one. Now let's just go ahead and make another one. So here's another. Let's say I'm going to add some green let's just say green. Now that I have these two firework stars, I could just go ahead and make another firework. Bam. And by the way, these can be in just about any order. Most of these recipes can be in any order, except for this down here. When you're in the middle of the crafting recipe for the actual rocket, the amount of gunpowder on this bottom row of your crafting table does matter. If you put down 3, you can see that the flight duration changes to 3. If I was to use only 2, it would stick to 2. And if I was to use only 1 of the squares at the bottom of the crafting table, it would be at 1. So this is really the only type that matter, or time that this area in the crafting recipe matters. Everything else can kind of be thrown around at random, except for the gunpowder at the bottom of your rocket. So you can see that we can do a little bit of stuff with the flight time. But here's where your mind might explode, is we can add a second firework star to this recipe. And now we're going to have a firework with a duration of 3 that has a small ball with orange, red, and yellow, and then another small ball with green. So you can do an awful lot with just these basic colors. So let's go ahead and grab that one. And our original one was just this red firework. And then this is the next one that we created, and it should have all 4 colors in there, and it should go up super high because we added the flight duration of 3. Bam. Another thing to note is that the fireworks are a little bit random, so they're not going to be perfect every single time. You can especially see if I was to throw down, and then they kind of just go all over, and then they fire off at different times. Especially listen to the original ch when it starts to go off, and then the boom that it lets off later. See, it's not correctly timed. So that's just something to remember. Someone in the chat room just asked, what about the arc? At the moment, there is no way to program an arc. Sometimes it will arc to the left. Sometimes it'll arc to the right. These are some of the random items or random things that the rocket will do. So especially if I'm just going to sit here, look at the middle of the square, put a whole bunch of that down, and you can see they're all over and their time is just a little bit off. The boom is called the report, I'm being told in the chat room. Also, Cheeto is correcting me that the gunpowder, as long as you just have 3 and a star. It also doesn't have to be in a certain placement. Okay, so that is sort of your basic firework. Let's get into what you can do with a few more things. So let's go on into fading colors. I'm going to hit this. Of course, our movie set is all ready. Lights, camera, action. And this, you can see these fading colors. Look at one of the single fireworks. So this blue one faded to a lighter blue. That orange one faded to a different. I'm going to do it one more time because it's a little bit hard to see. But when it goes off, especially this first one, it was a green-blue one that faded to a different color. That green one faded to white. That orange one faded to purple. So what you can do is fade your fireworks to a different color. So let's get into that. Let's go ahead and just make that first basic red firework by throwing in gunpowder and red. And it's that small ball. Now, if you take this this firework star, and before making it into an actual firework, you add another color, it will fade to that color, and it has it in the description. So this is a red firework with a fade to cyan, and that is just that firework star. Now let's make this into a firework, and where's my... And let's test out. Yep, Cheetah was right. Gunpowder doesn't need to be in the bottom level, but the amount of gunpowder does matter. If you stack them up like this, it doesn't. It's not going to change anything. So we went ahead and made that firework. So this should be a red to cyan with a duration of one. And boom. So the flight duration was three because I was showing off how many gunpowder items. But yes, that is what we get. We get red fade to cyan. We can do it a whole bunch of times. Make sure that it looks really cool. Yep, looks awesome. So that is a fade to color. Now this works with... multiple colors, except that they will all fade to the same amount of color. So if I was to say cyan, red, and orange, and then put a make that a firework star, and then I'd say let's make them all fade to white. They could do that, but if I add, actually, is that true? Oh, I guess they fade to cyan and white. Actually, I'm going to test because I wonder how it's going to handle that if it just decides. I was incorrect. I had assumed. Yeah. It rearranges the. That's really cool. It rearranges. You can see that it rearranges the distribution of colors. It's really cool. So, like I was saying, these fireworks are incredibly robust with how much you can get out of them. So that is fading colors. Now, let's move on to the different effects that you can have with fireworks. This is my favorite. Lights, camera, action. Just like we're in a real set. So here, you're going to see that is a big one. We got a star. We got a creeper. And then the last one is a little bit hard to tell what that is, but that's actually a... it fires off in a more upward direction than in an all-over sort of bubble. And these are modifiers to create different effects. So let's go ahead and run back. And let's show off these modifiers. These modifiers are actually going to be put in with the creation of the firework star. So let's create a purple firework. And if I wanted it to, say, do that first really large ball, I would add a fire charge. Now, so you can see that large ball of purple is what's added. Another thing that you could add to this would be twinkle. And now some of these are incompatible. So say I wanted a large ball that was also a creeper face that was also a star. Well, you can't do all that. That crafting recipe just tells you no, that's not an option. Now here are the things that you can do. These extra things down here, the glowstone dust and the diamond, are trail and twinkle. And I can show off. I guess I can show off. Let me show off one at a time here. So the purple star is going to have a trail. And then let's do a pink star. No, let's do a brown star that has twinkle. And let's also make that a creeper head by adding the creeper head rare item drop. You can get a creeper head brown shaped twinkle. Let's do that. And then finally, let's do the... we have two more to do, actually. Let's do a gunpowder with, let's say, lime. And we already added the feather, and so it's going to create a burst. And we could even add two colors, so orange and lime. And there's that one. And finally, we're going to do the gold nugget, and the gold nugget creates a star. So let's add our powder, and let's make this one, which is a color that we haven't done yet. Have we done yellow? I guess we haven't done yellow yet. So let's do yellow. Yellow star, of course, because a star is yellow. Now, when we add these, let's make them all one rocket, but because we can add as many of these as we want. This is the large ball with a purple trail. This is the boop, 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 boop. Here, let me just do this. Bam. Creeper-shaped brown twinkle. Oops. God dang it. Let me grab some more of this. Bam. And this is the lime orange. And we have the yellow something. One thing to note is that this firework rocket rocket in the creative inventory, and also if you just put some paper down with a gunpowder, it'll create that firework rocket. At the moment, there's not much we can do with it. Hey, and check out that cool stack and stuff that you can do. So this first rocket, let's see if we can tell what it is. This is a star with, I believe, twinkle. No, just a yellow star. Twinkle is different. Yellow star with duration of one. The next one is this. That is the burst, and the burst it just has lime and orange in it. Lime and orange burst, and you can see that is different from, say, the normal rocket. So that's a normal round rocket, and this is the burst rocket, and it kind of goes up instead of in a circular thing. Let's figure out. Whoa! Okay, so this is purple, and this one has trail enabled. Trail is really cool because it makes your rocket, your firework look way bigger, because it creates a trail of the stars that it's creating. Is there anything else? Just that was large with a trail. So you can see how impressive that looks. And by the way, trail costs a diamond. So if you're wanting to put trail on everything, you better be in creative, because, God, that is so cool looking. And then finally, we have the creeper. And I believe that has twinkle on it. So this is creeper with the twinkle at the end, and that's a brown creeper. Anyway, really, really cool stuff. The other thing to mention is that, let's say you had created this purple large thing, and then let's do... I also just kind of want to show off what the burst is, because I'm afraid that I didn't quite show off what the difference between the burst is. So what I'm gonna do is add these two and drop down that and put that one right there and show off that the burst kind of goes above whatever the rocket is. Boom. Which is kind of cool. Okay, cool. So next let's move on to... Oh, I think we just did the modifier. Wait. Where's modifiers? I think I've gotten ahead of myself. Oh yes, I covered shapes and modifiers in the same segment. I got ahead of myself. I got so excited about fireworks that I covered all of these, and so you can pick out what all of these are. Let's do it one more time. It looks like the first one is twinkle, then we have twinkle and Trail, then we had Burst, and we had Star. So those are the modifiers that you can do. So it looks like we've covered just about everything there is to cover with these new fireworks. So let's just have a little bit of fun with it and sort of show them all off at once with a fabulous display of creeper explosions and crackles. Oh, and the sun's coming up. These are my favorite with all the colors. Very, very cool. Okay, let's do this one more time. Just because, oh my God, it's so cool. And see if you can notice some of the things that we're doing. We had a short trail. We had a creeper explosion with two different colors. We've had some stars. Look at all the different colors with trail in it. More colors. There was a blast at the top with extra. So very, very cool stuff with the fireworks. I hope that you have enjoyed all of this. The world download should be available on our show notes if you want to check all those out with some more instructions about stuff that you want to do with that if you want that in written form instead of in video form. But of course you want the video form because you just got to see it. It was so exciting. So head on over to the show notes if you want to check out any of that. Let me completely make sure that I didn't screw up anything. Oh, one thing. I just kind of want to show off some cool stuff with the snapshot, some stuff that I haven't been able to show off before. My favorite thing, and Seth Bling showed this off, and I'm so happy that he did. If you hold down Shift, you actually will not interact with an object. So if I hold down Shift and then say click this, right-click this thing, I'm actually going to throw down a firework instead of actually hitting the button. And this works with crafting tables. This works with the chests. So there's no need to. Now, if I hold down, if I don't hold down Shift, it opens up it up normally. So really, 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 I love that so much. And that should work. Let me just quickly test this out with like things like signs. So I should be able to, put a sign on a thing. What is that called? Crafting table. It's just the first thing that you have to craft. And I wonder. No, right now I can't put a torch. See, I could put a torch on a crafting table. I can't put a torch on this. Well, you can really see the inventory stuff. So I really, really like that you can hold down Shift and now not interact with an interactable object, which is pretty cool. Okay, let's get into my three favorite things this week on all of the internet, on the whole internet. Anything. It's just open, fair game. No, I'm kidding. It has to be Minecraft, and it has to be exciting. So, first, I'd like to show off what is called Ditch the Dots. And let me quickly play the YouTube video, and then I'm actually going to go ahead and jump in and try it out for myself. It's actually really cool. It's kind of a fun game where it's pretty self-explanatory. You are avoiding the dots that are coming down from the top of this grid here. And at the bottom, you have like a little paddle, and the paddle is avoiding the dots. So you just have to move the paddle around. As you progress throughout the game, you will get emeralds to continue playing to sort of, my score was 15 emeralds or whatever. Let me go ahead and jump in. And this is actually going to be the first time that I've played it. So we're doing it live. And, of course, it's raining. So let's toggle downfall. Here we are. So I don't have the same texture pack that the fellow in the game was playing. So you can see that these are all these redstone lamps. It may actually become harder for me because I can't, so down there, that is it off. You can see the dots falling down. Looks like I'm doing good so far. Every time... Oop. There you go. Every time that you clear a dot, you get an emerald. So you can see that I'm getting these five emeralds. And there's also, you can move two squares, but the problem with moving two squares is that you kind of blind yourself. It looks like I'm going to have to do that. There you go. It moves two squares over. You kind of blind yourself when you do that, because you have to step behind that wall. This is semi-randomly generated, which is kind of cool. And I'm going to avoid breaking that. There you go. And you also have on the side, you can see your health status. And it looks like I'm doing good so far. I'm going to purposely mess up just because I don't want to sit here and play this forever. Have I cleared a level? Oh, cool. I think I cleared a level. Let me go ahead and let this hit my character. Okay, so I got two health down, and you can see that my health depleted over there on the side. Really, really cool. And I just continue going. I kind of wonder, is that a speed bar? I forget. Let's go ahead and just, I'm going to go ahead and, actually, I'm going to end the game, but I'm going to kind of show off how this works. Oh, of course, I'm not in creative mode. LOL. And ba-doom. I wonder if I have cheats enabled. Yeah, game mode changed. That's right. It's really cool to see how this works in here, and I'm just going to break it so I can get in. I've never broken this before, so... Nope. That didn't work at all. LOL. Berg. Well, you know what? Screw that. He showed it off in the video, and it was really cool. It uses a falling chicken design, which is just ingenious. It uses falling chickens and tripwires here. Check that out. That is so cool. Good on you, Mr. Tuscan, who uploaded this video. So anyway, I really enjoy it. It's fun. You can play it against your friends. You can compare scores. And it uses some of the new command blocks to teleport you around the world when you've won or lost. But anyway, really, really cool. And you can check that out in the show notes for a link to that and to download it. Because huge props to creating such a really cool little game inside of Minecraft. Next, oh my gosh, Hypixel has come out with another map, and it just looks so epic. You can see a little bit of it here, and I really want to show off the whole trailer, because it has boss battles, it looks like it's using, instead of just like randomly walking through the world, it looks like there are certain sections. I mean, just look at that castle. That castle looks so cool. I have not gotten a chance to play this yet, but I really, really want to. And Hypixel is a very, very trusted map maker. You can see him, battling. Like, well, this looks like a boss. Like, comes out of the ground. This is the thing you're gonna fight. All these mobs coming out of nowhere. It looks more controlled than other maps where you're just randomly fighting the environment. Just really, really neat. There's obviously these puzzles. It looks like it's using the bow and sling and arrow thing, beacon blocks that looks to teleport you into a whole different world. I mean, just really, really, really neat stuff. I had actually downloaded it, and I was planning on running through a little bit of it, but really the video just does it so much justice. Look at this gigantic zombie. Seriously. So, really, really, really cool stuff. And it just looks very controlled and not sort of just out there. I'm unsure. Once again, I haven't had time to actually play this game. I can, jump into it. You get to set your difficulty from the beginning. That is so cool. Easy is recommended, apparently. Can you see me? If not, please make sure you read the map details. I believe that it needs to be a good texture pack. They also recommend certain texture packs. You're playing on easy mode. Let's go into this area. Boss fight dummy test. Okay. Okay. Press button when ready. I guess I'm ready. Ah! Die. And I assume that I'm going to try to kill him. This may be a test to make sure that you're on the correct version of Minecraft. You're not on a older version of, Minecraft or, running something weird. Okay, got that. Awesome. When you kill the boss, it will drop a musical disc. Well, it did. Hey, I need the juice bar to activate anyway and open the door. Nice. Sweetness. End of the tutorial. Press this button for your adventure. Grab the quest log. Ooh, look at this. Quest log. And custom equipment. Okay. Elite monster. Warning. Very strong. He has a spawner as a hat. Let's just jump and see what all these are. Wrath of the Fallen. Quest 1. Wow. Anyway, I'm amazed. Oh, I think these are the same logs. If I look at Captain Elendor and... Yeah, so just don't lose them all. What does it say? Something back there? Help me, please, is what it says. Very, very, very cool. Come here. Did you really read it all? Press again if you're ready for reals. I think I did. I don't need to kill him, right? I just know that there's guardian sets, runic sets, and shadow sets of stuff. Yeah, I really read it. Oh my god. Okay, wow. Anyway, this is super, super cool. What's going on? It's like our ship is being attacked. This looks like a ship. Ah, it is. Stop fighting us, you jerks. Whoa. Okay, wow. That is neat. Jump in the water, the ship's landed. Wow. So, as you can tell, very neat adventure map. Truly, truly suggest it. On their page, they suggest that you play with two players, and there's a few rules to set up for if you are the server admin. So make sure that you pay attention to that when you play the game. So that is thing number two. I hope that you're... I'm excited about... I really just want to play that now. Thing number two is actually a texture pack. And like all good texture packs, you have to install them before you play them, which was something that I neglected to do. So let me go ahead and do that now. I did it on my other computer, but I didn't on this computer. Now it's installed. Okay, so this texture pack is called Winter Wonderland, and some things may be a little bit weird with this at the moment because I am playing in a snapshot, and it hasn't been updated, so, realize that not everything is going to be perfect. So let's go to our trusty texture pack world, and what it does is it turns everything into Winter Wonderland! Look, it's winter all the time. I really like... this is a 16 by 16 texture pack, so it is going to be able to be used without installing something like Optifine or anything like that. Wars really haven't changed because I don't need to. But look, grass is now, just normal... what do you call that? White? Normal white, because, of course, it's wintry. Dirt has a sort of a texture, a wintry cold texture. People have little hats on and little snow on your shoes. Same thing with all of the mobs. Oh my god, that pig has some snow on his nose, and that is super duper cute. You can't really tell anything with those. Oh, they have little snow things on their feet, and same thing with the little deer. I almost called these deer, but they're cows. Here is what. Everything, pistons look the same. Mostly, it is just to get a winter feeling in your entire game. Here is some jungle log with some jungle leaves up at the top. It doesn't really change water. Doesn't need to. I like how it adds the texture to the... Oh, my gosh. Okay, so these are the... what do you call them? I can't think of the words. Paintings. So you have paintings that are stockings, a half of a Minecraft symbol that looks like it has snow on it, a tree, a few trees, and everything else. It looks like you got a tree on your bed too. Super duper cool. Chicken, get out. Oh, did I just kill that chicken? Oh no, good. Oh, hey chicken, you're fine. Sorry chicken, I didn't mean to hurt you like that, but it got me a little bit upset when you were in my minecart. So go away. Oh no, I killed him. I'm sorry, chicken. Okay, well, before we kill any more mobs, that is Winter Wonderland. You can check it out, of course, at our show notes. And let me just show off real quick what the Minecraft forum thread will look like so that you know that we're not trying to fish you or anything weird like that. Turns your game, if you are a fan of the winter season, and of course we are now in the winter season, you can change your Minecraft to reflect it. So enjoy. And that is about it for this episode of OMG Craft. Thanks for watching. If you happen to catch us live, we record the show every Thursday at around 7 o'clock. It takes me a little bit of time to set up the show, but that's when I stand here and get to talk to you guys if you are in the chat room or watching live. If not, you can always go download the show at omgcraft.com or .net, because I own both of them, because I will refer to each throughout the episode. If you would like to check out the show notes to this page to just about everything that I talked about, head on over to the website and you can add slash whatever episode we're in to the end of the website to get to the show notes for this page. We are on episode 17, so go to omgcraft.com/17 and it'll be drop you directly in the show notes for this page. So, huge thanks to the producers of this show, Cheeto and Titu, who helped me a lot this week. Just a reminder that we are getting into the Christmas season, the holiday season, I should say. And so, OMG Craft's schedule may be a little bit different. Actually, for you, the viewer, you may not notice anything different, but the episode structure may be a little bit different coming up in the next few episodes. Don't worry, this is for the holiday season, and we will be back to normal eventually in the year 2013. So just make sure that you know that, hey, we're not leaving you out in the cold. We're just enjoying some holiday cheer for you guys. Pre-records, hooray, as Titu says it in the chat room. If you have a question that you'd like to send my way, you want me to answer, send your questions to mail@omgcraft.com and I will read it and maybe respond to it. I've gotten a few messages and I just haven't had time to respond to them, but eventually we do. So don't feel discouraged. You can always send your mail my way. And links to all of our social media networking stuff is on the website. Thank you guys so much for sticking around, and I hope that I will see you in another episode of OMG Craft.
Christmas Eve gave to me 11 tasty cookies, 10 dancing zombies, 9 little saplings, 8 shiny diamonds, 7 golden apples, 6 sander chests, 5 golden pants, 4 tasty cakes, 3 anvils, 2 diamond picks, and the creeper hissing at me. On the 12th day of Christmas, my Steve gave to me 12 iron shovels, 11 tasty cookies, 10 dancing zombies, 9 little saplings, 8 shiny diamonds, 7 golden apples, 6 sander chests, 5 golden pans, 4 tasty cakes, 3